Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Christina LaFrance Show. It has been a minute since I've been on air. Welcome. I'm happy that you are listening. If you want to chat with me, you can go on to my, I know this is a different format than you're used to. I'm usually on 12 Radio, but I'm trying something new, a different place to do radio. We're on Blog Talk Radio. It's a different audience, a lot of different people, and figure we try something new. So if you want to chat with me, you can go on to the Christina LaFrance page, just my regular Facebook page. If we're friends, if we're not friends, then friend request me. I will, it's a public page, so I don't even think you need to friend request me. You could just jump on there and chat if you'd like. Christina LaFrance on Facebook, if you'd like to chat. I know Blog has a chat, but I haven't really figured that out just yet. So, we're gonna figure that out. So basically, I mean, it's great. You can call in on the second half. I'm going to be taking calls if you want to call in. The number is 563-999-3041. It's also posted on the Facebook page. I really want to use this platform for podcasting, but also, you know, if anybody wants to join me live, that's great too, if it turns into a situation like 12 Radio, you know, that would be wonderful too. So a lot of people are asking where the show is. I know a lot of people are getting confused because they're used to tuning in to the other radio station. But if you go to my Facebook page, well, you'll find it there. So hang on, let me just answer some text messages. Go to my Facebook page. link there. Okay, perfect. Okay, so what are we talking about today? I mean, it's been such a long time since I've been on radio. I haven't been on radio since probably, I think it was a couple of weeks before Christmas that I went off air. So it's been like 3 months. I feel comfortable, but I also feel a little strange at the same time because it's been, you know, it's been a while. But I left radio for a little break. I had broke my shoulder and tore ligaments in my arm and tore my rotator cuff, and it was horrible. I did that at the end of the summer, at the very end of August, the last day of August, and it was, I'm telling you, like probably the worst thing that ever happened to me. Physically, you know, hurting myself. And I'm just actually recovering now. It took that long, you know, it was a 6 month thing, you know, and I wound up getting frozen shoulder as a result of it. So that still is there, but it's not quite as bad. It's definitely recovered and the pain is gone. Thank God. It has been a long road. That's for sure. So it was kind of like a wake up call for me to kind of reassess things in my life and, you know, where I was putting my energy and what I was spending my time on and also, you know, who I was spending my time with and all that jazz, you know, that we have to do as vibrational human beings on this planet, right? So that's it. You know, I had to take some time off to kind of just reevaluate. I had been on radio nonstop since 2010. So that's a long time. 10 years I was on radio. My first radio show was November 2010. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, you know, it was a long needed break. You know, a lot of people say, oh, you're only on, you know, it's only 1 hour a week. But, you know, people don't realize that what we have to put into that 1 hour is a lot, you know. And to come up with, you know, a topic to speak on for an hour straight is a daunting task, you know. So, yeah. All right. So our topic today that we're going to visit is called Manifesting Alignment, Vibration, and Soul Contracts. And I think this is a very amazing topic because it's something that, you know, if you are spiritual, you know, you definitely are if you're listening to the Christine LaFrance show, you know, this is something that we're dealing with on a daily basis. You know, we're all trying to figure out how to manifest, how to align, how to get, you know, into the right vibrational place to... Oh, I forgot to shut my phone off. Sorry. We're trying to get into the right place to manifest, you know, what it is that, you know, we want in our lives. So, you know, I thought it would be a great topic to come in on, you know, on my return to radio, because I learned so much about manifesting and about alignment and soul contracts via getting hurt 6 months ago. It was longer than 6 months ago. It was 9 months ago, right? I don't even know. it was a long time ago. But yeah, it, you know, I learned so much that I thought this would be an amazing topic to come back with, because, you know, people say all the time, like, what do you mean you learned? I learned the most about manifesting alignment and soul contracts via that time period of being hurt like that, you know, and those are the gifts that we get to uncover if we allow ourselves to, from things that are unpleasant, you know. People don't realize that, you know. They want to just kind of look at things like that and say, like, you know, oh, you know, that's, you know, that was a horrible thing that threw my life upside down, you know, made my life a living hell, and, you know, they want to ride off of that, you know. And I've been that person at times in my life. Believe me, I have. But basically, you know, I decided this time around when that happened to me that, you know, I was going to really, if it killed me, look at the gifts in it, you know. And it wasn't easy to look at the gifts in it, because it was a very painful thing. You know, to break a bone is horrible, but to, you know, to have all those other injuries that were on top of it, you know, was a very difficult thing, you know? So, it was difficult. And there were times during that period of my life where, I just was like, you gotta be fucking kidding me. And then, you know, the other part of it was that, you know, I wasn't really able to move around that much. So I gained a lot of weight, you know, and I couldn't do yoga anymore, which, if, you know, if you're all listeners of my show and you know who I am, you'll know that, I'm a yoga freak, and that I do yoga, you know, 4 to 5 times a week, sometimes every day. But once I broke my shoulder and tore the ligaments and all that other fun stuff, I had frozen shoulder. Yoga was not something that I could do anymore. And, you know, as much as I wanted to, and as much as I, you know, would try to do certain poses and stay active, it was just too painful, you know, and even walking was very painful. So, the universe had something else in mind for me, and it certainly wasn't yoga. And it was, you know, I really think that, you know, we have to piecemeal it and move it into a couple of different categories and say that, sure, it's just a human experience. You know, not everything is, you know, diabolical and means, you know, has tremendous amount of meaning behind it. right? I mean, yeah, sure, but it was a human experience, and it is part of being human, right? It's hurting ourselves. And, you know, sometimes people say, well, there's no rhyme, you know, there doesn't have to be a rhyme or reason to everything. But, you know, I'm a double Sag, so there has to be for me, right? I learned a boatload during that time, you know, and instead of getting bitter, I definitely pride myself on that I got better, you know, and that I made a lot of choices in my life that had a lot to do with self-love, because at that point when you're in so much pain like that, you have to choose yourself, you know, and a lot of people around you, they don't want to hear that, you know, and yeah, I'm not going to get too deeply into that because it's, you know, it's neither here nor there, but you know, when you do choose yourself first, you're going to get a lot of backlash from people, you know, and especially in my family, like you're not allowed to be sick in my family, 'cause you're faking, you know. That's just how my family is, unfortunately, you know. And I think a lot of us deal with that. I deal with that a lot. I get phone calls a lot from people who say that, like, you can't, you know, you can't have something wrong, or you can't have an issue, you know, you're constantly being judged. And it's the truth, you know. I see that. It's a pattern in our family that is, it's very sad, actually. You know, it's sad because instead of having each other's backs, you know, we're biting each other on the back, which, you know, is a very sad state of affairs, but is true in a lot of families, you know. So, you know, I kind of made it a point to move into my healing and what I needed to do for myself, putting myself first and not really caring, you know, what other people's opinions are or what they thought about it. You know, I just didn't care. And you know what? I'll be quite honest. I was in so much pain. I didn't have a minute to care, you know? So that's where I'm at. And today I'm on, oh God, it's so funny. I'm on day 3 of a 5-day fast that I decided to do to kind of revamp my metabolism. So that's been fun. Yesterday was kind of hellish. It's a juice fast, where I'm just drinking vegetable juice and fruit juice. So it's, hot water and lemon. That's what's sitting in front of me right now. And I think I'm allowed to have, vegetable broth as well. So, so far I've lost 5 pounds, which is fantastic. I'm really kind of doing it to just kind of reset my metabolism and get things moving, to try to get off that extra weight that I gained while I was injured. But, yeah, and I'm back to doing yoga, which is so great. And, yeah, so, you know, I did a lot of meditation, during this downtime. My practice got, even bigger because, you know, I decided, oh God, you know, I've got to do something besides want to eat, you know? And, so meditation got, really amazing. You know, it's, I'm up to like 2-3 hours a day sometimes. And, I know that sounds nuts, but, you know, when you don't have anything, you know, that you can do physically with your body, that definitely is something that, you know, aided in my healing, I'm sure, you know. So a lot of people, you know, they call me up on a daily basis and they ask me, you know, Christina, what am I doing wrong? I'm trying to manifest, you know, I'm trying to bring something into my life, but it's just never happening, you know. And I always look at a few different things when people call up and they ask me that question. You know, I ask to hear the story because I want to hear your story. I'm interested in your story. Everybody has a story to tell. And, you know, once we go through the story, I kind of pick out almost the same things with people who are having trouble manifesting or aligning to. I don't really like the word manifesting, but it's a very popular word in this field, right? But I like the word alignment because it's really not about you manifesting or making something appear in your life. It's really about you aligning to the vibratory rate of what it is that you want, right? But there's also a catch to that, which a lot of people don't get and understand, is that you have to take your soul contract with you. And a lot of people don't want to hear that, you know? They think that I could do anything and have anything, right? I think within the confine of your soul contract, that's true. But I don't think everything is meant for every single person, right? So, you know, aligning to the said thing is your number one, but also keeping in mind that, you know, you got to make sure that this thing was meant for you, you know. And a lot of people say, like, how do I know if it's meant for me or not, you know. And there's a couple of different ways that you can figure that out, you know. Like, I say that something is meant for you when you can't stop doing it, thinking about it. You know, you can't stop thinking about it. You can't stop doing it. When I stumbled upon, spirituality, and I think the first books that I started to read besides Wayne Dyer was Sylvia Brown, who I loved her, and I was fascinated by her. And I remember, you know, just in my, you know, my mid-20s, having a couple of Sylvia Brown books, and, Dr. Wayne Dyer as well. And that was my fascination. You know, I didn't practice, spirituality or work as a psychic or a spiritual guide. I just was very fascinated, you know, and read about it and kind of hit it. Like, it wasn't something that I spoke to a lot of people about, right? But, once I hit about 31, I think, well, I was probably 30. I was maybe 30 years old is when it really started becoming something that I just couldn't forget about or put down, or I couldn't get enough. It was like the knowledge phase from like my mid-20s to my mid-30s, where I was just sucking in all the knowledge of spirituality and mediumship and, you know, psychic readings and all, you know, manifesting, aligning and vibration and soul contracts. And I just couldn't get enough of it. You know, I would read 2 books a week. It was something that I was obsessed with. So I think that's a clue as to how we know that we're aligning to something that the spirit world is, you know, pushing us towards our destiny or what we're supposed to be doing, that we can't get enough of it. It's like obsessive, right? And then we really have to, break down exactly why, you know, we want to do these things, you know, like what's in it for us. You know, you're taking all these classes, you're learning how to read tarot cards, what's in it for you? Like, why are you doing that? You know, and I knew that when I was doing that, it just felt like it was part of me. You know, it was who I was. It just was a piece of me. And I love to help people, and I love to help them see the potential in their future, you know, and I love to teach people that they are co-creators in the world, and that they have, you know, the ability to co-create a future, you know. It lights me on fire to help somebody, you know. And it's something I couldn't stop doing if I wanted to, you know. Even when I was, you know, when I was sick like that and I, you know, was in so much pain, I was still taking calls. It didn't matter. That was the one thing I wouldn't put down, you know. Of course, I took care of my family, my kids, you know, but that's the one thing. I didn't skip a beat. I just didn't, you know. That's just part of who I am, you know. And I think that's when you know. That's when you know, when it's something that you live, breathe, day in and day out, that that is a calling, you know, that you're being summoned or called to do something, you know. So I think that a lot of people come into this field because they're interested in it and they think it's really cool, but they also are looking for that, you know, oh wow, that wow factor of, you know, look at what that person does for a living, or look at how amazing they are, or eyes on me type of thing, you know. And they're not really, I could see that when I look at certain people, when they, you know, ask me about, you know, what they're doing for a living, you know, and how come this isn't, you know, working out for me. And I could see that sometimes the intentions aren't really there, you know. So if it's a light worker who's in it for the accolades and just the wow factor, I could see it. I could see it in their vibratory rate. They're not vibrating on a place where they want to help people. They're vibrating in a place where they want to get to enough, You know, if I am a really good intuitive, you know, I can be enough, you know. So a lot of people are getting, you know, doing things because they want to get to enough. You know, I've seen people go to school and become lawyers, you know, to please their parents, you know, and they make great money and they're, you know, they're married and they're, you know, their husband's a lawyer, they're a lawyer and they're miserable, you know, and they call me up, Christina, I'm so miserable. Why am I miserable? I have the great car. I have the amazing house. We're on vacation 4 times a year. I've got amazing kids, an amazing husband. I've got a great job. You know, why do I feel half dead walking into that office every day? You know, it's because they are living out somebody else's wishes. You know, they're not really aligning to what, you know, what's in their soul contract or what lights their fire or what they stepped forth into this world to do, you know. You can't imagine how many people I talk to weekly that are just, you know, I mean, that and also, you know, people who are just at these jobs where they won't leave because they're so afraid of, you know, missing out or not, you know, not being able to get the job that they want, or I have to stay here because I have to pay my bills. You know, everybody's like under a spell of lack, you know? So all these things play in, you know, that's what I look at when people call me, you know, if you're new to listening to my show, when I keep talking about people calling me, I work for, 12listen.com. I've been there for 7 years as a psychic advisor, and I'm usually available 7 days a week. Every day I'm available for at least 8 to 10 hours a day. I'm plugged in and online, and you can go to www.12listen.com, or if you want to look me up on the web, you can do 12listen.com / Christina LaFrance. But the thing is that, you know, those are all the pieces of the puzzle that as an intuitive coach, as a psychic, as a medium, that I kind of go into your vibration and I pull out and I start to piece together, you know, to figure out like why your life isn't working for you and why you don't feel happy. And, you know, there are some people who, you know, they're just chasing their tail to manifestation. Yeah, I've done everything that this told me, you know, and I'm still not there, you know, and people have to realize that manifestation is all about alignment, you know, and if you're not aligned to the same frequency of what it is that you want, you might as well chase your tail. It's like a dog chasing its tail. The universe doesn't discriminate, right? So the universe only recognizes a like frequency, you know? And a lot of us are trained to think like, oh, it's got to all just be about my thoughts. I've got to think positive. I've got to stay positive. And yeah, it has a lot to do with your thoughts, but really it has to do with how you feel, right? You know, and a lot of people will, you know, they'll get a thought about money and it'll kind of hit them in the gut a little bit and they'll feel weird about it. And they'll say, no, I got to have better thoughts, you know, instead of actually looking at what's really going on there. So if you're, you know, thinking about money or, you know, money gives you, you know, a weird feeling in your body. Sorry, guys. What you have to do is you have to look at what's underneath, you know, start to explore what's underneath. You know, it's called shadow work. And, you know, that is really the key to being able to align to what you want, you know, is to really get underneath that car, right? And figure out why it's not starting, right? You know, it's nice to have good thoughts and to polish over, oh, you know, I just had a bad thought, let me replace it with a good thought. Yeah, that's great. in the moment, that's a great fix. But ultimately, you're going to have to get underneath that car and see what's going on. You know, why do I have a weirdness around, you know, money? Why do I get weird, you know, when people talk about money? Or why do I get, you know, why do I get this weird feeling in my belly when, you know, I say affirmations about money or making more money? You know, what happens there? You know, that's the kind of stuff that you have to kind of dig in. And I think that you don't have to look so far, you know, to figure out, you know, like what's going on with manifestation, about, you know, with money. That's like the number one thing, right? But you don't have to look so far. Just look at your family, right? You know, you just have to look at your family and you have to just see, like, you know, how was I raised? What was I taught? You know, that's it, you know, without a doubt. All right, let's see. We have, there's somebody here on hold for quite some time. I don't know if they're just listening to the show or they're calling in to ask a question. Let's bring them on air. If you don't want to ask a question, then just don't answer me. I don't want to put you on the spot. I haven't worked with Blog Talk in a long time. I forget how this all works, but let's see. Hi, you're on the air with Christine LaFrance. No, I don't think so. I guess they're just... Hang on, let's see.
Hello?
Hi, you're live on the air.
Hi, this is Julia from Florida.
Hi, Julia from Florida. How are you?
I'm doing well, thank you. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thanks for calling in today. What can I help you with?
Well, I wanted to ask a question. I'm one of those people starting over midlife. I'm 58 and went through a divorce, so now I need to get myself back out there, you know, seek employment, find, you know, my tribe and all that good stuff. I'm finding it a little overwhelming, a little anxiety and overwhelmed, so... I was wondering
what's your astrological sign?
I'm a Virgo.
Okay. 58 Virgo. I'm going to look at your cards. And by the way, I mean, like, God bless, because it's such a hard thing to do is to start over. How long were you married for?
30 years.
Yeah, that's it's a rough thing. It's a rough thing. But kudos to you for taking that plunge and actually doing it and choosing yourself, you know? All right, let's see. I'm looking at your cards. What did you, have you worked in the past? Do you have a work history?
It's few and far in between. I've done like clerical type, you know, office work. Mm-hmm. I guess administrative support is what they call it now. So used to be a secretary back in my day, but. So I was hoping to maybe like start there because at least it's something familiar, but I'm kind of trying to be open to new whatever. So.
Okay. Cause I'm looking at your cards and the reason I asked that is because your cards are telling me that it's like a skill that you acquired a long time ago that you're going to have like this unexpected opportunity that's going to kind of fall into your lap over like the next couple of months. So, it's great because it's, you know, I pull the Fool, which the Fool is, sounds like a terrible card, but it's an excellent card for you. And what the Fool means is it's the first card of the tarot. It's zero, actually. And what that means is I'm starting from the beginning. And there is these, there are these unexpected, beautiful opportunities that are about to fall into my lap, you know, and you're just going in like, I don't know what the hell I'm doing. And I'm just going to take this leap of faith. And it says that your leap of faith pays off because you have this, you know, unexpected opportunity that comes your way. And, you know, you're going to do fine. You know, you're going to get independent and you're going to move into your groove and, you know, find your place in life. You know, is it going to be, how long have you been divorced?
Actually, it's been about 5 years now.
Yeah. So you're going to find your place and you're going to finally take that leap. So have you, you feel like you've just been stalled? Is that what it is? Like you've like, I want to put myself out there, but I'm just, that's okay.
Yes.
It's all right. I think for you, it's like, you're just going to do it. And then it's going to be like, why didn't I do this sooner? Yeah. Yeah. 100%. So how, are you looking for work? Are you putting yourself out there or asking of like friends or family?
Well, I thought I would try like a temp agency because it's been so long since I've worked that I thought maybe, you know, just getting a foot in the door. Because I feel like since it's been so long, if I just like, you know, go online and send in a resume, that they'll first thing they'll do is they'll see this big gap. And, you know, I won't even get the time of day. So I thought maybe a temp agency would be a good place to start because then
that's
I can sort of ease my way.
Yeah, that's a great idea. You know what else the spirit world is telling me? Temp agency is great for clerical, but they're also saying something that's a little different from the norm that I don't know if you've ever done before. But they're talking about being a companion. And like it's almost like for elderly people who need like somebody to like help them with their medication or their meals or something. I don't know if you ever would consider doing that, but that's coming in as well.
Okay, I'm writing that down.
Have you ever considered that? Would that be something that you would do?
Yeah, I've never done anything like that, but I mean, you know,
trying
something new can't hurt, right?
No, it can't.
Get me out of
it
my
definitely
rut.
Can. I think there'll definitely be some opportunities in the clerical field, but that also comes in as well. And I think that's kind of rewarding for you because it's like, you know, it's like, oh, you know, I get to kind of chat with this person who is lonely and needs some companionship and needs a little help, you know, maybe a ride to the store, you know, things like that. That's what I kind of feel. But I feel, you know, I look at your cards and your cards tell me clearly that it's time. There's a lot of things that are changing about you right now, you know, and it's just, I don't know. It's just your time. The timing is right. You know? Yeah.
Oh, good.
That's exciting.
It's exciting. Yeah. That's how I have to change my mindset instead of going into fear and the what ifs and all that. And can I do it? And
yeah,
just,
absolutely. Absolutely. I know it's hard, especially when you've been out of the workforce for a long time and, you know, you're kind of used to somebody else bringing home the bacon, right? And it's like, yeah. But I think like once you start doing that, you're going to get so proud of yourself. Are you walking? Because they keep showing me like you walking. Do you get up? Do you go and take walks every day?
No, but I definitely need to. There's a park in town that I used to go to from time to time. So maybe I need to, you know, it has like a little walking trail. So maybe I need to.
Okay.
And
you're
in get
Florida,
myself
right?
Active
so it's
again.
Warm. It's warm now, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. Get out there before it gets too hot. Because it's only March, so it should be not too bad right now. But that's what they're showing me. The spirit world is saying to walk. Like it's almost like you got to get yourself. It's hard to explain, but I've done this before in my life where I felt stagnant. Where if you just get up and walk your body a couple of days a week, it kind of just all that other stuff. It's like preparation for the, you know, the job, you know, it's a weird thing, but I know to say, oh, get out there and walk. That's going to prepare you for a new job. But it's true. It really is, you know, because it's like you're doing something that's out of your element and the fresh air and nature is always like so grounding and amazing for us, you know. And I know people always when I'm going to tell you something, people always think I'm crazy when I say this, but walk around outside with no shoes on, because that really helps the body to ground itself. You know, because the spirit world also tells me that you're definitely in need of getting some grounding in your body. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
All right. Well, thank you. I appreciate you calling in today and for listening. I really do appreciate it. Thank you so much, and best of luck with everything.
Thank you.
Call us back in a couple of months. Let us know how things are going for you.
All right. Thank you so much. I appreciate you taking my call.
Oh, you are so welcome. Bye bye now.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Okay, so thank you. Thank you for that call. I do appreciate that. And so, you know, that's a perfect example of, you know, manifesting and wanting to, you know, come out of our shell and come out of like what we're, you know, stuck in, or, you know, we have all these dreams or desires to move forward in the future. And sometimes it just feels so scary, you know, to get out there and do something, you know, and I think it's really important for us to take that leap of faith. And, you know, even if that leap of faith just happens to be, let me just start walking a couple of days a week at the local park and getting myself out in nature and doing something different that is, you know, out of character for me, you know, but, you know, why not do that, you know, to start it out, you know, but, yeah. So, I think that, you know, we have to start somewhere, you know, and somewhere sometimes is a walk. You know, people say it to me all the time, like, you know, Christina, I really want to lose weight. I really want to lose weight right now too. I understand. You know, I want to, start dating, or I want to put myself out there, you know, or I want to, have a new job, but like, I don't really have a lot of confidence in myself, you know? So I always say to people, like, start small, you know, do something little, like commit to a walk twice a week, get your body moving, be in nature, you know, that is, self-esteem really starts with a commitment to ourselves, right? Self-esteem, you know, and if you keep failing yourself and keep committing to failure or committing to fear and not allowing yourself to take those chances, what do we wind up doing? We wind up beating ourselves up, right? So basically, if we could, you know, just start out small with these little goals of, I'm going to walk for 30 minutes or 20 minutes a day, 2 days a week, and I'm going to start out doing that, that could really bring us into a place where once we stay committed to ourselves, we start to feel proud of ourselves. And then there's like, oh, well, there's no telling what else I can do. You know, I committed to that. You know, I'm going to commit to, I don't know, maybe I'm going to join a walking group. You know, maybe I'm going to, you know, join a, I don't know, a spiritual group in my community that, you know, a manifesting group, who knows? Maybe I'm going to join a book club or, you know, some kind of spiritual group that does meditations, you know? Maybe I'm going to, I don't know, maybe I'm going to hit a yoga class, you know? I think that just doing something that brings us out of the norm is, you know, a perfect thing to do, you know? It's definitely a perfect thing to do to get ourselves started, that is for sure. Okay, let's see. I'm just checking out my notes. I want to see what else. Yeah, I got to figure out where the chat room is in blog. Oh, here it is. Oh, my God. I wonder if there's anybody in there. Let me go into the chat room and blog talk. See if there's anything going on in there. Nope. All right, we got to post the link for this chat. We could use that instead of the Facebook page. That would be, you know what's funny is I used to be on Blog Talk Radio. God, it was 7 years ago. I used to do Blog Talk. We used to have a network called the Angel Whisper Psychic Network. Oh, somebody's saying hello in the chat room. Hello. Post a question if you'd like. We used to have all these different shows. It was like a network. And, I loved it. I loved being part of that and running that. And, you know, we had the phone lines and, you know, psychic hotline and all that stuff. And then I got an offer to come work for 12 Listen and 12 Radio. And I was just like, wow, you know, because that was a really big deal. And it's a very prestigious, you know, platform to be invited to work. And I was excited. And, you know, of course, I was like, oh, you know, should I do it? Should I not do it? And you know, you get nervous, but it was really funny because I said to the universe, I said, listen, if I'm supposed to go over to 12 Radio and close this Angel Whisper, you know, company down, send me a sign because I really need to know. Like I wanted to do it. I felt happy about it, but I was nervous, you know, and I'm not kidding you. The next day I got a letter in the mail from an attorney telling me that I was using the name Angel Whisper Psychic Network and it was too close to the name of some other network and they were suing me and all this stuff. And I was just like, oh my God, you know, if that wasn't a sign from the universe to tell me to shit can that network and to go to one to listen, I don't know what was. So, you know, it's pretty amazing. So yeah, I've been over there as a reader for 7 years now. So, you know, if anybody wants to give me a call and would like a private reading, you can get a hold of me at www.onetolisten.com. Christine LaFrance / Christine LaFrance. And I am there on a daily basis to take your calls. And I'm going to be here every Wednesday at 12 noon, making my podcast going live. And I'm going to have all my radio show archives on my website. You could also visit me at my website at ChristinaLaFrance.com. Very simple, ChristinaLaFrance.com. I'll put it up in the chat room. If you want to come visit my website. Yeah. Oh, and you know what else? Also, you could also contact me at the Christina LaFrance Show at gmail.com with your questions. So I was thinking that if you're too shy to call in or too shy to be in the chat room or you don't, you know, whatever, you want to email me at the Christina LaFrance Show at gmail.com. I'll put that in the chat room as well. You could email me ahead of time and I'll read your question live on air. Yeah, thought that was a good idea. Okay. Well, there's my website. And let me put up my email. And you can contact me. The Christina LaFrance Show at gmail.com. Or you can come visit me at www.onetolisten.com/Christina LaFrance. And that will take you right to my page. Okay. Hey, you're very welcome. All right. So we've got about 16 minutes left before the show is over. And you're welcome to call in if you'd like to. Let's see. Skype is covering the numbers. Hang on. Yeah, you're welcome to call in. The number is 563-999-3041, or you can go into the chat room on Blog Talk or on Facebook on the Christina LaFrance page and ask me a question if you would like. The topic is about manifesting. Yeah, we are, you know, manifesting and aligning, you know, because a lot of us get so jammed up concerning, you know, is this for me, you know, or, you know, And are you asking for signs from the universe? You know, are you asking, you know, a lot of people, they ask for signs from the universe and then they get these unbelievable signs and then they say, I need another one. You know, that'd be like when I got that letter, right, from the lawyer telling me they were going to sue me for having that network, right? Like, no, like it's blatant in your face, right? You know, and, you know, I think some people, you know, they want magic, right? And listen, I've wanted the shortcuts. I wanted the magic in life. You know, I'm just as guilty as that as all of you. But what I did learn, you know, I said at the top of the hour when I talked about getting hurt and that I learned the most from that, what I did learn was that, you know, what we feel is very important, You know, it's huge. Like, I could see that when I was putting out into the universe, you know, that I was, you know, down on my luck and, oh, you know, I'm hurt and poor me. And I was putting out that real victim-y energy. Obviously, you know, things were, you know, not kind of aligning in my favor, right? But, you know, instead of just trying to push that away and say, you know, I got to have positive thoughts and all that stuff. It's quite the opposite of what you think I'm going to say. What I learned was I have to allow myself to feel that way right now. It's okay. You know, no, I'm not aligned to anything great at the moment. I'm not, you know, I'm aligned in pain, misery, victimhood. But if I don't allow myself to have that experience, you know, I'm going to bury this underneath. And it's going to become part of my shadow. And what people don't realize is that you're manifesting from what's underneath, what lies underneath, you know. And it's not what you're outwardly saying, you know. Like, you could have, you know, that's why people get upset because they say, oh, these affirmations aren't working. They're not working because they're bullshit, right? You're sitting there saying to yourself, I'm going to become a millionaire. But meanwhile, there's this voice in your head saying, you're so full of shit. You know what I mean? So it's like you could try to say all these affirmations and cover up what you deeply really do feel, but it's never going to work. So that's why I say, you know, when I was down and out and I was sick and I was hurt, my first gut reaction was, oh, let me not feel this. This is not good for manifesting. This is not good for alignment. This is not good for what I want in life. You know, I'm only going to bring more crap into my life by, you know, feeling this way. But then I realized, wait a minute, what we resist persists, right? Dr. Wayne Dyer said that all the time, you know? So what I did was I allotted myself and allowed myself to feel down and out. I allowed myself to feel sad about my situation, and I allowed myself to just accept that it was a human thing that was happening to me, and it's just part of the human experience, right? And I allowed myself to believe that, you know, it's going to get better, but right now I feel like shit, you know? And honestly, I didn't really feel that bad for that long because I didn't fight it. See, that's where all of us make that fatal mistake. It could turn into, you could feel like shit for a month, but if you deny your feelings, it could turn into 2 years. That's what people don't understand, because when you push it under the carpet and you lock it in the basement, that's where you're manifesting from. So let me try to explain this better. When something happens to you, let's say you're in a relationship and it goes bad, and let's say your partner cheats on you, right? And right away you're like, nope, I'm not going to be negative about this. You know, it's his or her loss. I'm just going to shove this right under the carpet. I'm fine. I'm good. But what happens is that sadness that you wouldn't allow yourself to feel, it festers. It festers. And that's where your vibe comes from. So people say, like, you know, you gotta vibrate at a higher frequency to get what you want in life, right? To align. Yeah, it's true. But if you have all those things in your basement hanging out there, things that you never faced, that's really where your vibe is coming from. So in other words, you lose a piece of yourself every time you don't deal with something. So we start out in the beginning of the day with a bank of energy. We have enough energy in our fields to light up New York City at any given time. Okay. And if you've shoved too many things into your basement of horrors, of things that you don't want to face, denial, the basement of denial, if you shove too many things in there, guess where you're allocating all your energy to? To keep that shit alive and to keep it quiet in the basement of your consciousness, you allocate a lot of energy there, which if you don't have any energy to put into manifesting what you want, because you're allocating all your energy to past pain that you haven't let go of, right? So when people say, you know, you can't be negative, you can't think like that, you can't do this. No, I beg to differ. Yes, you can. You should be negative and you should think that way for a couple of weeks. Get it out of your system. if you're going through something terrible like a divorce, or you're going through a loss of a friendship or a family member, or God forbid a death, you need to feel those feelings. You need to take your time to grieve. You need to be human. See, because in society, and especially in this this new age world that we live in, you know, the spiritual world that we're so interested in, there's a downside to it. You know, always be positive, never be negative. That's bullshit. You know, and that was one of the, I always knew that, but that was one of the greatest lessons I learned during this problem that I had when I got hurt. I'm not going to try to stuff all my feelings of being sick and play superwoman, superhero, and I'm going to suck it up with a broken shoulder and torn ligaments and rotator cuffs and just show up at all these family functions and put a brave face on and pretend, no, I'm not doing it no more. Where does that get you? That builds resentment in the body. And then I would have had a lot of resentment and victimhood shoved into my basement. And then in turn, what happens is I would have to use a lot of my energy to keep that alive in my basement. Okay? That's what manifesting is made of. You have to understand what we put our energy into is what expands in life. But if you don't have enough energy to put it into the things that you want, you're in big trouble. So manifesting or aligning to what you want, or if you're not getting what you want, is the major reasons why people can't bring into their lives what they want or manifest what they want is that very reason, because they have way too much baggage in their basement. They're stuffing way too many of their emotions and not facing life. You know, that's the biggest thing that I learned when I got hurt, was that you're human, you're hurt. It's okay to be hurt. You know, there was, you know, a long line of really crazy things that I was taught growing up in my family, you know, that it wasn't okay to show weakness, or it wasn't okay to be hurt, you know. And if you were hurt, you were going to get trampled on. I hear my various family members talk about this all the time. You know, somebody will be sick and they'll be like, oh, I wonder if they really are sick. And it's like, oh my God, like seriously? You know, believe me, I know that we have our, you know, our crepe hangers. My grandmother used to say that. You know, we have our professional victims that are always hurt or there's something going on with them. Believe me, I know that that exists, you know. But, you know, you've got to allow people to have their human experience, and you've got to allow yourself to have your human experience, right? Everybody wants to cover it all up, put a fancy bow on it, and pretend like it's not happening. But it is happening. It is. So, you know, like the caller that I spoke to a few moments ago, she said she got divorced 5 years ago. You know, I got a feeling she never really allowed herself to grieve properly, you know? And I think that sometimes when we don't allow ourselves to grieve properly, we go into denial, right? And a lot of time starts to come away from us. Been there, done that. I've done it, honey. Done the same thing. We've all done it, you know? But that doesn't matter. You know, once you come to that sobering moment in your life where you realize, you know, hey, wait a minute. I can't live the rest of my life like this while someone's out there living their life differently. I'm going to get a piece of life too, you know? Yeah, without a doubt, without a doubt. All right, so we're coming to the end of the show. There's only about, I don't know, about 5 minutes left. And, oh, we got a question in the chat room. How do you cancel or clear a soul contract? You can't. Sorry. You can't. They're contracts. You came here to learn it, and you're going to learn it. And I know that sounds harsh, but I think the way that you can get around that is you can be at peace by accepting it, you know? So what's hard is that we have so many things that happen to us in this life, and we don't want to accept them. And that's what keeps us stuck. I know that's what's kept me stuck in my life, all right? So if there's something going on in your life that obviously you'd want to cancel or clear, the way around it, you can never cancel a soul contract, but you can accept the terms of it, You know, and some people say, oh, well, you know, I can't accept this. We could accept anything. Believe me, we can. Okay. Well, broken and resolved are two different things. So I see what you're saying, and I do agree with you. Broken is something we can't do, but resolved is another. We can resolve and come out on the other side of a soul contract by acceptance, right? So yeah, but you can't cancel it. It's still going to be there. Do you know what I mean? Like you'll look back at it and say, wow, I really learned a lot from that. You know, I think once we accept things, we can move on from them, you know, depending on actually what it is, you know, let's see. Yeah, of course you have the power to end relationships, but you can't cancel them. Like it's not going to be like it went away. I think it's just we're mincing words here. You can come out from a soul contract with another individual, you know, on a happy note, right? And in a better place and learn something. But you can't ever delete it or like it didn't happen. You know, like, believe me, I had a few soul contracts I'd like to delete myself, right? So like my ex-husband, right? Like I would have loved to delete that whole thing out of my life, but I couldn't, right? He's still around, especially because I have a child with him, right? But, you know, I looked at it differently and came out on the other side of it and healed. So I think what you're asking me, maybe if I'm misunderstanding you, is can you heal from a soul contract? 100%. That's why they're here. Yes, you can get out of, you're not meant to be with a person who makes you miserable. If you want out of that, yeah, you can jump out of that. Of course, you don't have to stay with anybody who's making you miserable, you know. But you know the soul contract was there. You went through it, you know. You learned from it. That's it. You move on. But it's not deleted out of your life. You just move on, you know, to better and bigger things. That's what we're actually meant to do with soul contracts. Okay, so I think that's it, folks. I think we're going to end the show, and I'm going to thank the new listeners that came aboard today and called in and came into the chat room and asked some questions. I do appreciate that. And we'll definitely see you back here next week at the same time at 12 noon. You're listening to the Christina LaFrance Show. I hope everybody has a great day.